Ready to go?
Ready.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Wednesday, December 5th morning session of the Portland City Council. Sue, please call the roll.
Udaly.
Here.
Prince.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Salzman.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in Council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the Council Clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of the testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for anything that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you very much. First up is communications. Sue, the first individual, please.
Item 1216, request of Kyle Ranson to address council regarding public safety and small business in Portland. Mr. Ranson, are you present?
I don't see him. Maybe he'll show up later. Jennifer Noonan, I'm next person, sorry, 1217. I'm doing your job. I'm sorry.
Item 1217, request of Jennifer Noonan to address council regarding Antifa in Portland.
Well, we're making fast time today. Next individual, please.
Request of Tom Allen to address council regarding affordable housing in Portland.
Is it snowing outside or something that I'm not aware of? Oh, he is. Okay, very good.
Where do I go?
Just right up here, and the microphone slide around, and if you could just state your name for the record. And when you have about 30 seconds left, you'll see a yellow light flash. And when your time is up, it'll go red. Welcome. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. If I can start?
You most certainly may.
Oh, my name's Tom Allen. I'm a real estate broker and small-time, long-time landlord. So I'm here to talk about the housing issues. So... first question I had, are any of you landlords or have been managing property before?
I have done.
You have? Okay, thank you. As you probably know, being a landlord is not easy. I spent years and years having a full-time job. When I was done with that, then I'd go and work on properties, fix them up, deal with tenants. It's tough. And it's one of the ways that a lot of small-time Americans like me can get ahead. It takes a lot of work. And I think some of the legislation that you're doing is driving people like me out of business, where soon the only people that can be landlords are going to be the big corporations, the big companies, just like you see with Walmart and Amazon, and people like me get crushed. There's one law that specifically I wanted to address that you put into effect. And that's the example is, if I have a house, I rent it to somebody. At the end of the year, when the lease is up, by law, by your law, I have to renew that if they want to stay there. Or I can choose to pay them to move out of my property, which is unfair to me. And the problem with that is, if I change my mind, if I want to get out of the business, I have to either pay them to leave my home, or it eliminates owner-occupied buyers from buying that house. Because their lenders require that they move into the property within 60 days, usually after it closes. So you're not only damaging me, giving tenants more rights to my property than what I have, and you're eliminating a lot of people from potentially buying the property. Not only if they don't do an owner-occupied loan, they're having to put a lot more money down, but the interest rates are higher. So that's one thing. It's like that needs to be looked at. Hmm. On top of that, I look at some of the numbers that you use, some of the properties that you bought, and it's like there's no financial accountability. I don't know if there's anybody that's dealing with this that really knows the numbers. You know, I know you had people, Ron Garcia, I think, was one of them, that was on the housing board, that he got drove out. And it seems like, you know, you shouldn't have to pay $300,000 a unit to buy a property when you can find it for $75 or $100. You know, if you have people that know what they're doing. And I just, it's unsustainable. And people like me end up paying because the way you're paying for the housing you're buying, it's getting added to my property bills. What do? I have to raise the rents.
Thank you.
Anyhow, I know I've taken probably too much time. I appreciate
it. Not at all. We appreciate your coming in and sharing your perspective.
Sorry I walked in late.
No worries. No, thank you. You were right on time. Thank you for being here today.